The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, Jess Kelly joins me. Hello, Jess.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. You have a new Huawei speaker. Tell me more.
Yeah, I think you're really going to like this, Pat. It's called the Huawei Sound and it's €189. And you may remember a few years ago when Huawei really made a splash with their smartphones, they paired up with Leica cameras to make that technology more affordable. And they've kind of done the same thing again this time around, this time partnering with a French company called Divalet. They are very well known in terms of their audio output, but very often their sound systems cost thousands of euro. Just 2 weeks ago, I was looking at sound system from them that cost €3,500. So they are very, very well known, very well respected, but incredibly high price. So what they've done is they've paired up with Huawei to make this Huawei Sound. It's a big enough device. It's 186 millimeters. So it's bigger than the average Google Nest or Amazon Echo device. You take it out of the box. The design is beautiful. It kind of looks like Darth Vader's helmet to a certain extent. And you pair it to your phone via Bluetooth. And what I think some people might like about it is that it's just a speaker. It doesn't have a smart assistant built in. It doesn't pair to your Wi-Fi. So if you're a bit security conscious or a bit apprehensive about that sort of technology, it's very much a straightforward speaker. As I said, it pairs via Bluetooth. And the sound from it is stunning because it's cylindrical in shape. So the sound comes out from every angle and it fills the entire room. Because of the partnership with the Divalet crew, it has incredible bass and it doesn't get either tinny or it doesn't distort. So I had it up full volume here when I was doing my testing and at no point did you get that sort of buzzy sound from it in any way, shape or form. And I think it's a great idea for people. You know, we know that we'll be entertaining at home in the coming weeks and months. We won't be traveling abroad. So if you're looking for a speaker that will fill an entire room or give you good sound in your garden, I think this is the way to go. The only negative with it is that it does need to be powered into a mains. It doesn't have battery operation.
Yeah.
So that does limit you slightly. But from a sound quality point of view and from a value point of view, I think €189 is pretty good for the Huawei Sound.
Okay. They have a digital assistant, don't they, called Celia. Hey, Celia. I'm sorry for all the owners of Huawei who are using it. That will now be cursing me. But anyway, that's not in this speaker, but I presume it will come in time if you want that option.
I think so. You know, it's funny. Some people are sort of turning off the idea of having the smart assistants listening the entire time. So I think this might actually be catering for the people who just very much want a speaker. And there are other options and there are ways around it as well. You know, if you did want to have your device plugged in, there is there's a line in so you could connect one of your smart devices to the speaker and you could control it that way. But I do think it is just plain and simple, which will appeal to quite a few people who don't necessarily want the smart assistants everywhere.
So anything I have on my phone, I can stream through the speaker, basically. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So whether it's your music, whether it's your podcast, whether it's YouTube, anything at all that plays from your phone, you can stream it through this speaker. And as I said, I've been so impressed.
If I listen to News Talk or any of the other Go Loud stations that we have on that app, I can listen to them on this really high quality speaker, which is great.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Now, questions coming in for you, Jess. Let's see. Please advise on moving to smartphone. The resistance is overwhelming. What is the simplest and most accessible phone, please, and where to buy? That's from Kathleen. Resisting a smartphone, but feeling they have no choice.
Yeah, and I understand and appreciate that. It's easier than ever before to switch to a smartphone. Very often, a lot of the data that's on your basic phone will be saved to the SIM card. So when you turn on the smartphone, and in terms of basic, you could go for something like the new Nokia. I think it's the Nokia 5.1. It's €180. It's very easy to use. You power it on. And it will say, do you want to import stuff across from an old device? You won't be able to do that because if your old phone isn't a smartphone, that won't work. But if you put the SIM card in and then you set up a Gmail account, which is the home for all of the content on the smartphone, it should then pull all of your contacts across from your SIM card and save it to the device. And then it's a case of just setting up the apps. If you're not into it, maybe you could get a neighbor or a friend or a child or somebody to set it up for you. What I would say is start small. Don't start downloading hundreds of apps onto your smartphone. Keep it very basic on your home screen. Have things like the phone, texts, emails, and your camera, all the things that you really need on a day-to-day basis. And then as you go along and get more confident, you can add to it. But I wouldn't be overwhelmed. I think they have made it so much easier than it was previously. And the benefits of having a smartphone, for me, in my opinion anyway, are definitely worth it.
And this one, can you talk a little bit about those very cheap providers like 48? Are they really good value or is there a catch? I've come to the end of my contract. I'm thinking of changing network from Vodafone. What do you think, Jess?
So it's not necessarily a catch, but there is a trade-off. So there's a number of these digital offerings. They're sort of mobile networks without stores. So you've got 48, which uses a Three network. You have Clear Mobile, which uses the Vodafone network. And you have GoMo, which uses the Air network. And the idea with it is that you buy the SIM card and then you top it up monthly. But the fees are very affordable. So Clear Mobile from Vodafone, for example, is $12.99 a month. And you're getting calls, text, data, a certain amount of data when you're roaming throughout Europe. And the only catch is that the customer service, you know, you can't call up a Vodafone agent or go into a Vodafone store for support. The only method of support you have is using the online chat services. I know a lot of people that this works amazingly well for. If you are someone who just uses your phone, not like me, which is over the top, if you just use it for calls, texts and a bit of data, it is absolutely ideal. It's great for kids and teenagers. As I said, the trade-off is you don't have in-store support. Also, you have to top up every month to keep it going. But if you decide you don't like it or if you want to move back to a traditional bill pay, you just stop paying and that's it. There's not going to be any penalties or fees.
Now, next one from Catherine. Could Jess please recommend a printer? I can't afford to run my old one. I'm thinking of a black and white laser printer. I always try to get Jess's take on anything tech. So obviously the cost of those little cartridges, and this person obviously is doing office work, only needs black and white.
Yes, and that is good information to have. You can get quite basic printers. There's the Canon Pixma, and again, it has one of those ridiculous names, but I'll say it anyway. It's the TS3355, and it's an all-in-one printer. It's 50 quid, and what's good about this one is that the cartridges, you can get the top-up cartridges, and they're not going to break the bank. Some of the printers that many of us bought over the last number of years, whether it's an Epson one or a Brother one, they're quite heavy duty and are very much focused on high quality prints. If you just want something basic, the Canon Pixma, the one I mentioned there, I think is very good value at €50.
Okay, can you ask Jess about upgrading to Windows 10? I'm totally broke. I can't afford a new laptop. I can get my six-year-old laptop upgraded by a shop in town for €40. Is it safe and workable? Is it legal, I ask? And that's from Carmel.
I don't know. I think you need to be very, very careful. I think you need to, probably vet the shop that can do it for €40 and check if that's the case, because very often the cost of this software is more than that. So I would get on to someone like Back from the Future or go to the Love Tech Centre and Harvey Norman and have a conversation with them about it. Get them to talk you through your options. I would be very, very wary of doing something like that without fully vetting it. And I'm kind of reluctant to say yes or no because I don't know the full details. But my gut would be a little bit wary of that, to be honest.
A final one. We've loads coming in, but just time for one more. I just bought a Samsung S6 Lite tablet with a pen, a touchscreen. It's not working. Have reset, but touchscreen and pen working intermittently. Is it faulty? Help. It's only 6 weeks old.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds faulty. Get on to wherever you bought it from and get them to send it back. And they will, I think normally the steps are that they will try and repair it. And then if they can't repair it, you should get a new one. But absolutely, that is not how that should be working.
All right, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Thank you very much.